Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.
There's over 5,000 people behind bars in Ireland for the first time ever. It's the highest figure we've ever had. And the Irish Penal Reform Trust says these numbers show the government's approach to relieving the pressures on the bulging prison system is clearly failing. A number of factors seem to be behind the increase. One is that there's a backlog in sentencing since the COVID pandemic. Niall Spellman is a former assistant governor. Niall is with us on the line today. Niall, your reaction, first of all, to the numbers of people that are currently serving time behind bars?
Good afternoon, Andrea. Good to talk with you again. I'm not surprised at all. The numbers in prison are the same as people going to hospital, or the numbers in education. They are a reflection on the numbers of people, the population of the country. So the population has increased in recent years. So there's greater demand for school places, for hospital places, and inevitably there is greater demand for prison places. Now, there's two things I would say. It's beyond time that we had an intelligent, rational, reasonable debate in this country about what we want our prison system to do. Because people would say to me, does prison work? I don't know, because I don't know what people expect prison to do. All I can tell you is that it currently only works in that it takes people out of society and puts them somewhere else. And then the second thing is, the reason why we have the numbers and the reason why there is such a demand and pressure on spaces is there has been a chronic failure on behalf of the senior management of the Irish Prison Service in one of their core functions, which is strategic management and planning. Like, there has been no planning for any new prisons for any period of time. I joined the service 30 years ago this month. Taunton Hall was touted 20 odd years ago, and there is nothing in it. And all the reaction at the moment of the senior management of the Irish Prison Service is to shoehorn more cell accommodation into existing sites, which in itself will create more long-term problems that it will cause, because they are trying to convert buildings that are not fit for cells into cells. And then there's a secondary problem, and that is the recruitment and retention of staff, primarily prison officers, in the prison service, because every time that you open a new cell block or whatever, you have to be able to staff it safely. And that is a major problem. It's a problem across the public service, recruitment and retention.
So there are the two issues. As you've obviously a lot of experience in the area as a former assistant governor, Niall, as you see it. Like, we constantly hear about the overcrowding in prisons. So presumably the solution to all of this, we need more prisons across the country.
Well, a short term, as in 5 to 10 year solution, yes, that is. But we also, I believe, need to ask, why do we send people to prison? I mean, we inherited a system from our colonial masters over 100 years ago, and we have slavishly adopted it. Do all the people who need to go to prison need to go? No, not necessarily, in my opinion. I'm no advocate for criminals or criminality, but there's an awful lot of life unfortunates and an awful lot of mentally ill people who end up in hospital or in prison who would be better off in hospital. But the other thing we need to look at is the type of prisons. So, for example, the two prisons that are most grossly overcrowded currently are Mountjoy Female and Limerick Female prisons. And there was a thing in the paper recently where a woman who got a 9-month sentence was released after 3 days because there was no room for her. So if any judge in the country wants to send a woman to prison, to spend time in prison as a punishment for their crime, the best thing that judge can do is remand them in custody without consent to bail, because as soon as any female prisoner has a sentence of imprisonment imposed upon her, she is immediately considered for release, such as the pressure on female prisons especially. And secondly, there are not enough of the open prisons in the country. So there are two open prisons for males, one in Shelton Abbey in Arklow, one in Lawton House in Blackline. Neither of them convenient. And there is no open prison for women. We need another 4 or 5 open prisons, because when I was a governor and recommending people for open prisons, there was no point recommending the guy from Cork or Kerry or Limerick for Lawton House or for Shelton Abbey, because you were only putting temptation in their way, because it was next to impossible for the families to get to visit. And we need more of those prisons.
Okay.
We also need one for women specifically.
Stay with us, Niall, if you don't mind, for a few moments. A couple of listeners' points that I want to get to as well. But I've Kathleen Chana with us on the line. Of course, Kathleen, founder of the Save Action Group. Kathleen, what's your reaction to the news today in terms of the number of people that are now currently serving time behind bars?
Not a surprise, to be honest with you. But one of the things that I am quite surprised about is and when I'm kind of looking into it a bit further, there's probably about 50 to 60% of those prisoners currently in prison that are there for under 1 year sentence. So certainly it's something that needs to be looked at. And I guess the whole system probably needs to be over a root and branch review on it. We know that. I don't think that's going to come as a surprise to anybody. People need, you know, our prison system has to be robust and has to be there to incarcerate those that are truly, you know, that should have done something so horrendous that they need to be in prison. There's no doubt about that. And that needs to be improved. I know for myself personally, you know, the area I deal with in particular is in, you know, a life sentence and what that means. And we know in this country, life is not life. The average term served for life is 20 years at the moment. You know, and I know what that, the impact of that and of repeated parole hearings and that process, etc., has on victims such as myself and so many other families. But there are so many people in prison at the moment that possibly don't need to be there, that are there for other reasons. You know, if we looked at our education system, if we looked at our social system, you know, there's a lot of other things that we could be doing.
Okay.
If you've got something like a minor crime, why aren't we looking at things like tagging and then community service? Have a much more robust community
and
service.
Is that something, obviously, Kathleen, you know, unfortunately, only too well, you know, the victim of crime and the worst and heinous crime, how difficult it is. But do you think, is that something society would want in victims of crime? More open prisons and house arrest, community service?
I think we would be open to it. I think we see the need for it. It isn't a case of locking the door and throwing away the key anymore. You know, on a personal level, absolutely. I think anybody that carries out some of the horrendous crimes that are carried out and the assaults and the murders, you know, some of those really, really horrendous actions, absolutely should be locked away forever. There's no question in my mind. There are a certain cohort of people that should never see the light of day. But there are people who are in prisons because of their circumstances, for whatever reason that might be. And prison is supposed to be in part punishment, but in part rehabilitation. And the reality is, if you've got a sort of a petty criminal that goes into prison for, you know, a relatively minor crime and spends 3, 6, 9 months, a year in prison, it's almost like he's going in there for a criminal education, because in all likelihood he's going to make contacts up. And I say he, it's she as well, of course. But, you know, they're not necessarily going to be rehabilitated when they come out. Now, I don't know the statistics on that, like some of the others on the show would have. But, you know, that is the reality. And I think society would look at that. If we thought as a society that those who carry out horrendous crimes are actually getting their due punishment. And we've seen that last week. I've spoken, you know, on a number of occasions in the last few days in regards to that. You know, I think society, that's what society is telling us. That's what all of the protests over the weekend were about. Society, it is saying, you know, people need to be incarcerated for the crimes that they have committed and admitted to in that particular case. You know,
okay.
I know what you're talking about.
In general, I know you're talking about people, the sentence matching the crime as such. John Lonergan is with us as well, Kathleen. John, of course, former Mountjoy governor. John, the fact that we've hit over 5,000 prisoners behind bars in Ireland now, what's stopping us from building more prisons and catering for the increased numbers?
There's nothing stopping us except, I suppose, a government commitment to make the finances available to do it. if that was a strategic part of the government's policy in reaction to crime. But I'm not sure that that is the answer, because we can't just isolate ourselves in Ireland. In every other country, and especially across the water in England and Wales, the very same problems exist there. And only last October, the government there had to bring in emergency responses to try to cope with that. We have, you know, as it's been mentioned already in your programme, we have a huge amount. The actual figures for 2022 were about 5,800 people committed to prison sentenced, but 3,095 were serving 12 months or less. And when you get remission, take remission off that, which brings it down to 9 months for anyone doing 12 months. But, you know, we had up to 971 doing 3 months or less. So we have a policy in Ireland and a tradition of putting people to prison for very short periods of time. And I believe, from my experience, and some research would back this up, that it's absolutely a waste of time and a waste of energy and a waste of everything. We have had overcrowding in Irish prisons, would you believe it, for 55 years. In 1969 was the first time that boys in St. Patrick's Detention Centre were released under the Temporary Release Act to relieve overcrowding there. And ever since, all through the remainder of the, in the 90s and all through this current period, we have consistently having to deal with overcrowding. And it undermines the whole system. And it's impossible for staff at every level, including, by the way, senior prison management, because they are not in total control either. They don't have unlimited resources. And at the end of the day, they also depend on resources to be made available. So I believe that we need to cap the numbers. I said this many years ago. Whittaker, when he examined the Ken Whittaker Commission of Inquiry, 40 years ago next year, he would have published in 1985. That commission, way back 40 years ago, recommended a capping of numbers in prison, to simply say. And in many other countries around Europe, they won't take people in serving periods of less than 12 months unless they have vacancies.
So where do they go?
And in England,
John,
they're proposing to suspend sentences of less than 12 months. And they,
but can
what
you
they
imagine
do is
the public
they
outcry to that?
System.
Like, if we were to suspend...
Sure, listen, Andrew, one of the things that we don't have... We have, I don't ever remember, ever, having a proper, objective, calm debate about prison and about criminality and about how to punish people. You know, one individual case is not ever a good example. And to respond to everything on the basis of one bad case or one bad example is not a way to look at this. But I think that if people realised that we're putting 3,095 people to prison in a year, and they're all serving less in prison of less than 9 months, and a lot of money within 2 or 3 days, that a lot of people would say that is lunacy. Stop that lunacy. So there's many other things. We have a lot of older people in prison today, many of them in their late 70s and 80s. Many of them are not mobile anymore, and we're still keeping them in prison when they could be back out in the community in a secure facility, but not take enough valuable prison spaces. So there's a whole lot of initiatives we could take. I have always argued as well that individual people, rather than putting them to prison, deduct €100 a week from their wages when they're working and pay that to the victim of crime. That would be a very more positive thing to do than to have people wasting their time inside in Mountjoy doing nothing and paying back nothing to society except costing a fortune.
Would that work, Kathleen?
I actually do think it would if it's managed properly. So if you looked at it properly, and I think I actually would agree with John in that, and take a balanced view on it, and that, because it is an emotional and emotive topic, and believe me, as I'm on the side of it, on the victim, if you like, side of this. So I do understand that, but I think as a society we have to look at this. It's ridiculous the amount of money that goes into keeping somebody in prison. I know it's the average is about 84,000, I think, a year per prisoner. It just seems absolutely, you know, ludicrous. And if you break that down and have a fraction of that, if they're only in for 3 months, what, you know, it's still a huge amount of money. And if that went into the rehabilitation side of things, because I do believe that there are people in prison that possibly shouldn't be there, and actually with the right support could be an active member of society. But it's going to take a very brave and proactive justice system and government, I guess, to actually look at this and make that move. And if it's done properly, then the society, you know, and the Irish people will accept it. But it has to be done properly.
Listener here makes the point, maybe if they stop jailing people for the less serious crimes, house arrest or community service might work rather than taking up prison places. Another listener suggests if we sorted out our addiction services, then the numbers in prisons would fall dramatically. Niall is with us. Niall's a caller on the line. Niall, I believe you want to see more prisons built.
Yeah, I emailed in yesterday. I was listening to this whole debate around justice and stuff, and especially after the Natasha O'Brien case that was on recently. I'm 34. I'm from Clare. I'm from Ennis. I emailed in saying that I don't think Ireland is safe. I've lived outside Ireland now for 8 years. I lived in Netherlands and now I live in Spain. And it's just not safe. Like, you know, Ennis is no worse or better than any other town, but it is not safe. The streets of Limerick aren't safe. You know, lovely city, lovely people. I'm born there, it's nice, but there's no sentencing in Ireland. Like, how can you have a suspended sentence? That doesn't make any sense.
So the idea, just in a general sense, Niall, around having house arrest or, you know, more open prisons, as was suggested, for, you know, less serious crimes, is that something... Like, I wonder what the public appetite for something like that would be like.
Maybe. I just think that the politics, like the politicians in Ireland, they don't really work for us. And like when you're talking about these things as well, people are saying, you know, far right, far left. Forget about that. We need any kind of party apart from Tweedledum and Tweedledee, what we've always had, Fianna Fáil and Gael. Like anyone that can actually bring in a justice system that actually works. Isn't that Judge Tom O'Donnell retiring today into the sunset?
Okay.
Like, why doesn't
okay. So your point is that you think, just in a more general sense, we need more prisons built. Niall Spellman, are you still with us as well there on the line?
Yes, I am, Andrea.
Is it that we're actually, like, have we got stricter around sentencing, that we are incarcerating more people, or is it that there's more crimes being committed?
Well, a bit of both, but also there are more people living in the country. There are 5.5 million. When I joined the service in 1994, it certainly was maybe around 4 million or things like that. But there's a bigger point. I think it's very telling that both myself and John Lonergan are basically saying the same thing. We need a mature, reasonable, rational debate across the whole criminal justice sector as to why we send people to prison, what do we send them for, and is there a better way? So anybody who thinks that anyone in the Irish prison system at the moment is being rehabilitated, unless they are a very driven individual, the answer is absolutely not, because rehabilitation is very expensive. And the prison system as it currently is very expensive, but real rehabilitation is even more expensive. And the other thing then to say is, excuse me, the types of prisons that we have and where we have our prisons and the sentencing. Like, the sentencing is for judges. Okay, the Natasha O'Brien thing is a bad case, and you can always make an example of a bad case. You can also make an example of a good case. But in sentencing in general, you know, why, and somebody said there about house arrest and community service. There are already people on community service, but it is very hard to get people cleared for community service. Like, there are reviews in each prison each month of all prisoners. Each prisoner is reviewed at least once a year. And you put people up for community return or community service things. And there are so many hurdles and so few of them meet them. And one of the things is that the probation service don't have the staff in place in the community to monitor them. Now, there was tagging done at one stage, and it proved a total disaster. It was very expensive. The tags weren't fit for purpose, and the company who got the contract.
That might be something. You know, I know what you mean. It could be something, maybe, you know, to look at down the line, but it's probably the difficulties and the complexities around doing something like that. Just, John, did you want to make just a quick point on house arrest and how successful or not that is?
Well, I think, you know, going back to Whitaker, I think one of the things I would be always, suggesting and advocating is to differentiate between violent crime and all other types of crime. Violent crime for me is zero tolerance. I have zero tolerance for violence against another person. End of story. And anybody who commits a violent act against another person, in my opinion, deserves to go to prison. And that's it, in my opinion. But that's only an opinion. In terms of the shorter sentence people people. The reality is that, you know, you're looking at these 3,000 people every year, and probably more this year. You know, that's where the focus should be. Not on the ones that are doing 5 and 6 and 8 and 10 years, because you can take it automatically that they're after committing very serious crime. But the guys that have been sent to prison for less than 12 months, you must look at that. And I suppose, Andrea, it would be very important to mention as well. Now, I'll mention about psychiatric illness, and that has always been a contributory factor. In my time in Mountjoy, 1 in 4 had a record of being an inpatient in a psychiatric hospital. But the other thing that has happened over the last 50 years, of course, is the introduction of drugs. And the whole drug culture, the lack of treatment in the community in many cases, and the difficulties that people who are addicted to drugs prevent in terms of early release and supervised supervision. They are all new issues, relatively new, and they're not issues that have been resolved by any standard or any means up to date.
Yeah,
so they're a contributor. The drug culture and drug use and all that stuff around
drugs
is certainly a major contributory factor.
Yeah, it's a very emotive issue, I know, for people when we talk at all about the justice system and incarcerating people and the length of time people spend behind bars and more prisons and open prisons, and absolutely the victims and the families of victims have to be at the centre of this. But I thought Kathleen Chadha's points very interesting on it. Kathleen, of course, too, the founder of the Save Action Group. Niall Spellman, former assistant governor. John Lonergan as well, former Mountjoy governor. Listeners' messages on this. Texter says, over 10 years ago I myself fell short of this shambles of a justice system. It actually stopped me from going to Australia simply because of possession of €10 worth of cannabis. Another listener, more prisons needed. We need stricter sentencing. People only become afraid of committing a crime when they know that there is proper repercussions. And again, the focus is on the criminal, says this listener. Prison is for punishment, first of all, period. Then after that, you can talk about rehabilitation.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.